We welcome you back inside the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Today's guest, Rough Riders reliever Austin Roberts.
I want to start with yesterday because dominant effort for you out of the bullpen, three innings. When you have an outing like that, what does it do for your confidence this year?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to go out there and just fill up the zone. And I mean, I know my stuff's good enough to where if I just do that, you know, I'm going to have a lot of success. And, you know, it's just good to build on those outings each time you go out there. You get more comfortable with, you know, the guys behind the plate. And, you know, it's a new org for me. So just establishing the connection with those guys, you know, makes it easier, you know, outing.
You've had a lot of different roles in your career in a bullpen role. Three inning outings are always kind of interesting out of the bullpen. What is that like for you in the dugout between innings?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, I want to pitch as much as I possibly can. I mean, if I can go nine every day, I really wish I could. But, you know, it's fun. Like, just coming in here and kind of keeping it loose to a certain degree, but, you know, also staying locked in, you know. Especially after the first two innings, you know, they were kind of quick innings, you know, on both sides, offense and defense for us. So, and then the third inning, or after my second inning, it was kind of a longer one. So just kind of stay moving, stay warm, and kind of just get out there and kind of continue what I do.
Thomas St. Clair, Rough Riders pitching coach, called you the captain of the bullpen and really one of the leaders on this team. Where does that come from for you?
I mean, for me, it's just kind of staying loose, like having fun. Like, we live such a fun, niche life to where, you know, it can be very monotonous day in and day out, kind of come in and do the same stuff. So just kind of bringing the energy and, you know, lifting guys up if, you know, they are struggling, or keeping guys up if they're throwing well. So, and same on the position player side. If guys are, you know, scuffling, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to get another at bat. You're going to get another ground ball opportunity. So just remind them that, you know, it's all about the next one. You know, baseball is a game of what have you done for me lately. So, you know, just make the next one better than the last, and, you know, you're going to have success out there.
What's the key to a good clubhouse playlist? I know you got to go and all the ins and outs there.
Yeah, I mean, the morning games, I like it more R&B, a little slow, some reggae, some island music. And then closer to game time, it's like, all right, let's start picking up the BPMs a little bit. Rap, I'm not super big on country, but country does fit in there, usually on those day games or the early Sunday games if we need to mix it in there. I know there's some country guys in the clubhouse. But and then on the days we're kind of a little low, you can kind of feel the energy a little low, you throw some EDM on there, and then I'll hop on the mic and act like I'm a DJ. So just keeping it loose, man. I mean, that's all it's about, is, you know, if we can have fun out here and have fun out in the field, like, you know, at the end of the day, we're gonna have, you know, success on the field.
If you had to take a song request from one player on this team, who are you allowing to get some requests in there?
Ooh, I'd say Julian Brock. He's got some good taste in there for sure.
Okay, I like that answer. We're joined by Austin Roberts, Rough Riders reliever. The arsenal for you has changed a little bit over the years. I know you introduced the sweeper last year. How has your arsenal, I guess, throughout your career changed?
Yeah, I mean, when I first got drafted in 2019, what feels, you know, like almost a decade ago now, but yeah, I came with just a traditional four-seam changeup, and I don't even know what to call it. I don't know if it was a slider or curveball, but, you know, and then COVID kind of had a long time to kind of dial in on, you know, the arsenal a little bit. So coming back and going to Greensboro with the Pirates organization in 2021, we changed that slider curveball thing into a true 12-6 curveball. And, you know, I think that season I ended up having like 102 or 103 punch outs out of the bullpen, and, you know, I think the curveball helped a lot. And then you know, I was moving up levels, like adding a fourth pitch, like the cutter I probably added maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and just kind of an early steal a strike pitch, or if I'm behind the count, kind of throw that to get me back in. You know, most guys are sitting the heaters and in the hitters counts there, so throwing in the little wrinker of the cutter. And then the sweeper was new, yeah, like you said, last year, but I'm starting to find more success with it here, just being able to feel like, for me, to throw it the correct way. Like last year, it just felt like I was just kind of getting out of my body a little bit to try and make it move, where now I feel like I'm able to just kind of keep everything the same and kind of just rip it.
Is that something that changes night to night? Is it something that you feel like you really have that lockdown every day?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, when was it? I think it was before the season started. I was throwing like a touch and feel with Tommy, and he was just like, hey, man, try throwing it like a football, like staying on the side of the ball and ripping the side of the ball. And, you know, I did it, and it moved like I've never had it move before. And then from there, it was just kind of understanding where the starting points of where to throw it at. So now it's like, all right, if I need to you know, get it in zone, like, it feels like I got to throw it behind the batter. And then if I want to throw it, like yesterday, I did a really good job with two strikes. It just feels like I got to throw it right down the middle and have it kind of end up in that left-handed batter's box.
That's Rough Riders reliever Austin Roberts, and it concludes part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with him. You can hear part two tomorrow on the Cacique pregame show. Starting lineups brought to you by Baylor Scott & White Health are next on the InTouch Credit Union Riders Baseball Network.